do not expect everyone to agree with my point of view or recommendations, as controversy does not lend itself to 100% agreement. I assure you, however, that I have heard everyone's concerns and take it each seriously. As you know, there had been quite a conversation concerning two books that were provided to a ninth grade honors class at Pulaski High School. These books are The Hate You Give, and this book is Anti-Racist. I received multiple emails, phone calls, and office visits from educators, parents, citizens, and former students that offer a wide variety of opinions as to the need and the appropriateness of these books at the high school level. Even though the conversation was spurred by these two books, it has made me even more aware that the topics of diversity, racism, and multicultural awareness are topics that need and should be taught to our students. I do not believe that these topics are ones that parents object to having their children taught. I do believe what some parents object to is the way the issues are presented to our students and the language used by the characters, particularly in the book, The Hate U Give, to convey their frustrations. And when I say that, I'm talking about the characters in the book's frustrations. I have read this book as Anti-Racist and a portion of The Hate U Give to become better familiar with the content. I've been particularly impressed by the communication that I have received from former students that agree that they were not properly prepared to deal with diversity and racism issues that they faced after they left Pocahontas County, either to attend school or accept a job in a new location. I was also very moved to hear stories from those students that shared their personal experiences while attending our schools and how they saw minority students mistreated by their classmates. Multicultural education is a required curricular component that we have failed to give the proper attention to in our schools. Addressing diversity, racial, and equity issues are a very important component of that part of any school's curriculum. Lynn Bostic, Ruth Bland, and Stephanie Burns, who's our ELA coach, will be working to provide appropriate staff development to all our employees this summer. The intent of this training will be to determine how we educate our students in area of diversity, racism, and equity at appropriate grade levels and with appropriate teaching materials. Our schools will be required to document specific instructional offerings made to our students on these topics during the school year. We will form a committee of at least one teacher and one parent per school to discuss diversity, racism, and equity instruction. We also may include other interested community members if they choose to participate. Mrs. Bland will chair this committee as she is our Title IX coordinator. Lynn Bostic, as our Director of Curriculum Instruction, will serve on this committee as a resource to assist in finding appropriate teaching materials. It is very important to note that the most important teacher that these students will ever have is their parents. In most cases, parents have more influence over their children than any other person. Parents want their children to respect their values and beliefs. We must respect the fact that some parents feel that these types of issues are ones that need to be taught at home. As a county superintendent, I understand that we have parents that either do not address these topics or feel uncomfortable doing so. Therefore, I support a teacher's right to offer instruction on controversial topics. As for this particular situation, I have shared with the principal and the teacher that I feel would be best for all concerned to provide a list of books or writings for all parents to see prior to assigning them to students. This should be a practice that all teachers share with parents, not just this one particular class. This way, parents have the opportunity to review these materials if they choose. If we follow this procedure, parents that are totally supportive of this instruction can allow their children to receive it, while others that do not will be offered other literary options that the parents would approve of. I direct that this practice begin with the 2021-2022 school year. This gives our teachers adequate time to prepare a list of supplementary offerings. I am not requiring this practice to occur for state and county adopted textbooks, however. Every year we send out welcome letters to our parents, and this list can easily be attached to that letter. It has been mentioned by some that the local board should ban certain books. It is my opinion that neither the board nor I should do so. I believe that the local school should have the final word on the curriculum as long as it follows approved state standards and is vetted thoroughly by the teacher, department, and administration. I have been disappointed by some of the letters I have received strongly criticizing our Board of Education for banning books. I have chastised those who have voiced these incorrect statements and asked them to please get their facts straight before making further comments. These comments have come from citizens outside of Pocahontas County that are more interested in being accusatory than being informed. In an effort to be totally transparent, the large majority of emails and phone calls that I have received have expressed their opinion that the school system is doing a disservice to our students by preventing these books from being used. In summary, here's what I propose. One, beginning with the 2021-2022 school year, all parents will be given a list of supplementary books and writings prior to using them in class, and that students be given the option of opting out of that particular book and assigned a different one. This gives the parent the opportunity to preview the material prior to instruction. If the parent asks for a copy, I suggest that you learn one to review. Two, relevant staff development be provided to all employees this summer using experts in the field of diversity, racism, and multicultural education. Three, all schools become more acquainted with the multicultural curriculum included in their instruction on a regular basis while documenting its usage. Four, a committee be formed made up of teachers and parents and interested parties for each school to discuss and address issues and instruction dealing with diversity and racism. I would also like to include the student representative of the Pocahontas County Board of Education to be included to represent our students. Five, the Board of Education continue to refrain from banning books and other items. Six, we will continue to inform the board and the public of progress being made as we navigate through this process. I assure the board and the community that this is something that will not be ignored, and we will continue to address these issues and not hide from them. I hope that all concerned parties understand that we're making every attempt to make fair and just and open-minded decisions on curricular issues. Please understand that any book you read is the author's perspective, and with that you will always have different opinions of its value or accuracy. I appreciate the fact that we have parents and community members that care enough about this subject to voice their opinions. Neither side is wrong here. Differing viewpoints and opinions are what make us who we